This week on Hyperspace Broadcast, the samurai currently known as Jack finds himself in some strange situations on his quest to return to the past. Hey everyone, welcome once again to Hyperspace Broadcast, the podcast where two real friends watch a program broadcast on Toonami and try to determine if it's worth revisiting. I'm Michael Doak.
I'm Peter Eby.
And this week we're covering the second season of Samurai Jack, episodes 14 through 26. Now, here's the thing about the second season of Samurai Jack. As you might expect, there is not much of a continuous plot, much like there wasn't for the first season. So
yeah, here's our synopsis. Jack continues his adventure.
Yep. Jack, although I will say this season is particularly disappointing in that there are two moments where the start of the episode is Jack failing to get to a portal that goes back in time.
It's like, I love how weirdly common that is in the world, these portals that can go back in time.
Right.
All you have to do is look. We never know, but you know, Jack has to look for it.
It's like he'll be fighting off some beetle robots, some Beetleborgs, if you will, and then the portal will like stop existing or something, and then the rest of the episode goes on as though to remind us how futile Jack's journey really is.
Yep.
But, you know, that stuff aside, there are some pretty good episodes in this block. So let's jump right into our Zeniths and Nadirs. Peter, what's your favorite episode of this block?
My favorite episode of this
slash season
was, guess what, hard to choose.
Okay.
There were some really exceptional episodes in this block. I decided on episode 18, titled 18 in Roman
Technically
numerals.
It's season 2, episode 5.
So in this episode, Jack is on the trail of these like robots that have been basically just leaving entire cities in dust. Like, they've just been destroying everything. And a lot of the episode at the beginning is Jack discovering these ruins and then like hearing from some dying person that these robots came and just ruined everything. And he goes to like several different places until he finally finds them. And these are like special super robots. They're not super robots, but you know what I mean. There's like five really cool...
If only they were robots that combined to form larger robots.
That's true. there's like six robots. They kind of remind me of like battle droids from... destroyer droids, whatever.
I don't know. They're robots that look like baskets, but then they transform into robots.
Yeah, they're like mimics.
Yeah,
but they're
right.
Like super fucking strong. Jack's sword can't hurt them. They have unique weapons. And Jack ends up like running away and getting his ass kicked before finding Extor, the scientist in which who helps him fight back with the power of a mechanical exo arm.
Well, because Extor is also the one who designed and built the robots for Aku. And then what else? Aku was like, fuck you, and betrayed him.
Aku seems to love betraying smaller villains for no reason.
you would think word would get around eventually.
Let's not work with that guy, but he's an evil overlord, and it's like,
yeah,
I guess
sure,
you don't have a choice.
What choice do you have? Right.
So this episode has some fantastic fighting in it and some really great little moments. Like, for one thing, in this block in general, I noticed the music in the show is so good. Like, it's, I don't know how they constantly have unique orchestral music in every episode.
That must have cost a lot of money.
Yeah. And it's really good and really, really helps the show. Just like a lot of times the use of like drums and kind of like taiko drums and stuff like that to get you excited. Just like, fuck, it's gonna fight.
All right. Yeah, sure.
In this one, the beginning of the episode juxtaposes the scenes of like the completely destroyed towns with like close-ups of mechanical shit happening. Basically, like the robots are being prepared, their weapons are being loaded, and they're being assembled, but it's all close up, and like the mechanical noises are like seem extra loud and like jarring. And it cuts between that to like these grim landscapes with this like bell tolls and stuff. And I thought that was just so fucking cool. Like, I saw that and I was just like, oh, that is That is such a cool little juxtaposition.
Yeah, yeah. It looks really nice, for sure.
And for a show that already spoils us with, like, amazing art and animation, I feel like this episode takes it a step further. Mm-hmm. There's lots of, like, little bits of animation of, like, the assassin bots just, like, blasting other robots away, and, like, they're getting riddled with bullets and, like, flying around all crazy. Like, stuff that don't even normally see in this show.
Fortunately, two of the cities that are destroyed of the three are filled with robots themselves.
Yeah.
So we get to see, I guess, the alternate to Jack completely mutilating robots.
Yeah,
in maybe the most, like, robot gore-iest episode that we've come across so far.
And it's weird because it introduces the concept of good robots and robot civilizations. And it's like, well,
yeah.
Then, okay, so these are just like living things. like, okay, you're just eviscerating living things, I guess. Well, all right. If it gets around the standards of practices.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're robots, though, dude. It's,
yeah, you're
there's
right.
not
they're
blood. Robots. It's fine.
But, you know, like, I love seeing Jack, like, have to flee and get his ass kicked at first instead of just instantly kicking ass. And the variety of the weapons are great, and how they're used is great. In the final battle, the like one of them's got like a Gatling gun, flamethrower, shuriken launcher, an explosive whip that they shoot out,
right.
Like little fun snakes.
Yeah, right, like those shitty fireworks.
And there's like fucking awesome scenes, like awesome little bits of action where like Jack slices one of them in half, slices the flamethrower one in half, and oil spurts out, and in slow motion, like the flamethrower arm slowly turns in the air.
Oh,
and
yeah,
catch
right.
The oil
that was
and
awesome.
Explodes. It's so cool.
Well, this one also has, like, maybe one of my favorite things, which is one of the robots can turn invisible. So Jack is getting beaten up by it.
Yeah.
And then he covers it in the oil of one of its own brethren in order to render
it
visible and then destroys
it. And another one with the Gatling gun one, he, like, cuts off one of its arms and
and
using
it
to fire, and then, like, holds the other one's arms and shoots another one down. It was really cool fight at the end. And at the end, like, I was like, oh, it'd be perfect if he still has to fight one of them without the help of his robot arm, like, kicks ass
with. Yeah, right, right.
And then robot arm, of course, dies, and he has to do it. And I was like, oh, they did it. They did what I wanted. And, you know, you get this moment where he, like, prays to his ancestors and gets a cool fucking light sword.
Yeah, for, like, one attack to kill the final robot.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty nice.
I thought this was just a great episode.
Yeah, no, I agree. This was, I'll say that the start of this season did not exactly put me in a great frame of mind.
Yeah.
For watching the rest of it. This episode was the one where it started to turn around for me, probably, because it was just so, like, I mean, again, it's just Jack fighting robots for an episode, but it's varied and interesting in a way that it isn't always.
Yeah,
and I
it's
mean
executed
yeah.
so well for being like the thing that Samurai Jack is. It's a samurai
yeah,
fighting
right.
robots. Like, they still like, oh no, we're gonna make this fucking great.
Yeah, right. And then also I for some reason, I feel like it's worth mentioning that that it's mentioned the robots are armored in adamantium, which is the metal coated Wolverine's skeleton. And also one of the robots drops a Star Wars reference right before he's about to shoot Jack at the final robot after his arm falls off, basically, you know, quotes Darth Vader saying all too easy. And then, of course, Jack slashes him in half with his super sword.
This has been Reference Watch. catch up on the next episode in a couple seconds.
Yeah, right. There will be more, because this season I felt had... Maybe I was just noticing, like, references more. There's at least one that's completely crazy, which we'll get to eventually. But
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I appreciate that kind of stuff when it's done interestingly.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not like the kind of reference stuff sometimes you get today where it's like just bashes you over the head, reference.
Yeah, sure,
like,
sure.
Okay, fucking, all right.
Yeah, it's
ready
not...
Ready Player One.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's not Ready Player One with like Tracer walking around in the background. You're like, oh, there's that character for 1 second. It's, you know, more subtle than that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So what was your favorite?
Yeah, so mine was episode 9 of season 2, but episode 22 overall. And this is an episode where basically Aku hires these hunters you know, track down Jack and capture him. So reading the summary of this, I was like, okay, this sounds like every other fucking episode.
Yeah.
Like,
and when I read it, I also assumed it was like bounty hunters. Like, I just thought it was going to be the scene from Empire where they hire all the cool galactic bounty hunters.
You know what? I would have been okay with that, but
I would have too.
But instead,
except you don't see any of them except Boba.
Yeah, that's true. But instead, we have Aku recruiting these just like lion men, basically called Imokandi, who are, you know, they're just hunters for food / sport, and that's what their whole society is built around, is the hunt and, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's a better way to explain it, but also that is kind of what they are. Like,
and they're kind of loosely based on, like, African tribal hunters.
Yeah, sure. I mean, lions, basically. But anyway, you know, Aku hires them, and so they go to this huge city, of course, where they're hunting down Jack. And basically, again, this is an episode where it's pretty simple in that it's just these lion men chasing down Jack, but it's executed so well. And, you know, at the end, of course, the Imokandi actually capture Jack, which I appreciate, but give him his freedom instead of giving him to Aku because he was the, like, best hunt they've ever had, and therefore he'd earned his freedom or something, which is a little bit of an ass pole, maybe. But it works.
But at that point, it felt earned. Like, it was,
yeah,
like,
right.
That was a fucking crazy hunt. Like, that's That is a entire episode long chase. It was, like, this was a really good episode.
It was the Mad Max Fury Road of Samurai Jack.
It really was. It's the point where it's like by the end, you're kind of exhausted with them. It's like, okay,
yeah,
shit.
Right.
Like, how could they keep going? They're on a top of a skyscraper and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice visual reference to Empire Strikes Back there.
Yeah, like, probably.
Clearly, the
Jack clutching to the end of like a weather vane or something about to fall
down
a big pit.
That's impossible.
Yeah. So, and yeah, of course, again, this is an episode where it's super action-packed. There's not a lot of dialogue, which are two things I like generally in this series. Mm-hmm. It's not particularly contemplative, but it is just, like, balls to the wall. Like, I don't really know how else to say it. And there's a comic sequence where Jack and the Imokandi are, like, racing up elevators on this skyscraper that I found pretty damn funny.
Oh, yeah. And just, like, happening to get off on the same floor.
And then they're, like,
in the elevator,
running back and then continuing up because, of course, it's a slow-ass elevator. Now, the other thing is, this was the episode where I really noticed the music for this season.
Yeah.
Which, again, the music in the show is generally very good, but for some reason, like, the Imokandi theme music was really awesome to me. It's just this kind of, like, I don't know, like, techno, like, throbbing thing that just sounds really cool and is used pretty well. And, you know, Jack loses, technically, which is nice because I was starting to get a little tired of Jack generally just winning all the time.
Right.
Without much effort, seemingly. But what was your least favorite episode, Peter?
Mine would be episode 4 of season 2, aka episode 27.
17.
I can count Romans. I can count Romans.
Yeah, that's one of the things about this Roman numeral system that's actually exciting for me, is that eventually we're going to get to the point where it's, you know, past where I understand Roman numerals pretty easily.
Yeah.
Like, once you get into the L's, that's where I don't know how it works anymore. And I think we're going to get there. So maybe I'll learn Roman numerals thanks to Samurai Jack.
Or relearn.
Sure.
So yeah, this one, Jack encounters the Scotsman again, only he's like super sad because his wife has been kidnapped. And basically he gets Jack to go along with him. and go through a couple clan trials with his like Scotsman clan before they go out and try and rescue his wife from the tower. But oh, you find out that his wife's actually like a big fiery woman who you know, fights and is, cusses him out and sort is angry. And...
who is totally not a shrew at all. Not not frustrating.
Not stereotypical
that,
at
no,
all either.
No, not at all. This
not, not
certainly
like the
didn't,
most obvious stereotype yeah, character.
This didn't remind me in any way of the TNG episode with the oh, like Christ. Space Irish that's very offensive.
That episode.
Or maybe not offensive, but just like very
just
eye-rolling.
Stupid.
It's yeah. not as bad as, I don't know, there's a season one episode that's much, much worse as far as that kind of thing goes, but anyway.
The and they manage to reach her and then they get her out, and it's just like this whole episode is fucking annoying. It's frustrating because I liked the Scotsman on his introductory episode, mm-hmm. but here to me he's like irritating and over the top constantly. They play off the gag of look at this big super tough guy, he's super masculine and huge and tough, and he keeps bursting into tears and blubbering and crying. Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah,
that's contrary
right.
to what you expect, so it's funny. And it's just like I've seen that joke a billion times before, I don't really care, and they keep doing it over and over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, it really gets run into the ground.
And it's I'm already annoyed when people like cry too much because I'm a cold robot of a human.
Sure.
And so like this character just fucking constantly blubbering, and then he goes meets his wife, and his wife is like just as annoying of a fucking like typical
stereotype joke.
Contrary
I mean,
to expectations, you know, she's super strong and she's not as sweet as he said, is she? She yells at him.
But the only thing that's really contrary to expectations with her, I feel like, is like, you know, he's describing her as like, oh, this beautiful one, etc. And then they get to her, and it's like, oh, it turns out she's just enormous generally, like she's
yeah,
much
right.
larger than the Scotsman in stature, as well as, I suppose, you know, I don't know how else to say it, she's overweight. And then the whole joke is like she's a terrible like nag
yeah,
in this way that's
super
just
annoying,
stupid, and it's like, okay, cool, like I don't know. But then really the thing is, when she starts fighting, it's not necessarily because she's strong, it's because she's angry that it's implied
true.
That she's fat, and that's when she starts destroying shit.
Yeah, yeah. And the episode so, even ends on Jack like being like, how are we gonna get her through the door? And then like he realizes what he said, and they have an oh shit moment, and it's like, whoa, the episode's over.
Yeah, just Jack like, being okay. chased off. It's yeah. It's not quite like
I
just
did...
a wall-to-wall fat jokes, but
No.
It was it's more than I would have liked personally.
it was just an irritating episode to me, and I was tickled by some of the fight scene because she like literally bites off a robot's head. Like I thought that was fucking
yeah, that's
awesome.
True.
But overall, irritating episode. Probably the worst. Definitely the worst of the series so far.
Yeah, I'd say so. I hated this episode, frankly. Like I was just not. I was not having it.
What was your nadir besides that?
Yeah, my least favorite episode was episode 3 of season 2, episode 16 overall, which is not a terrible episode, certainly, but it's just kind of rote, I feel like. Essentially, in this uh-huh. episode, Jack has a nice day for like 10 seconds before he falls asleep, wakes up being captured by slavers, and he's brought to the Dome of Doom, which is, you know, just a big gladiatorial arena.
Dome of Doom. Dome of Doom.
Yeah, right. It's a real Thunderdome situation. But without the weird like bungee cords and chainsaws and shit. Anyway, essentially this is an episode where Jack just fights a bunch of guys, and they're okay designs, you know, they look cool and everything. But again, it's like it's just an episode where Jack doesn't seem to even be trying that hard.
Yeah.
Like he wins fairly easily pretty much every fight. And, you know, it's just him fighting all these champions and then setting everybody free. I was particularly disappointed with this episode because, first of all, In the early part, like after Jack is captured, he's put in the cell under the arena because the cell's kind of like come up out of the floor.
Yeah.
And in his neighboring cell is this just like silhouette of a character whose face is a gas mask. And that character design was so cool. I was like, oh shit, that's going to be the champion that he has to fight. Like, you know, that's going to be the thing. And then he doesn't even show, like, even when he frees everybody, that guy doesn't show up. So I was just disappointed that a design that looked so cool, never showed up again. And, you know, just in general, it's an episode where Jack beats everybody and it seems like it's not that hard. It did remind me of Thor Ragnarok, so that was kind of nice. But otherwise, it was just kind of a mediocre episode.
Well, I have an honorable mention.
So do I.
We didn't have a synopsis.
First.
My honorable mention is Season 2, Episode 8, a.k.a. 21. This was an episode in which the description set off alarm bells in my head, in which it mentioned a flatulent dragon is like just haunting this town with this fucking terrible odor, and I was like, ooh, a fart joke episode. This is possibly gonna suck ass. And what it turned out to be was a very good episode. Rarely does this show like totally rely on comedy, I would say, but this episode was like very funny to me. Like genuinely really funny. Jack comes across this town that's just like this horrible stench, and meets this man called the Scissorsmith, who's just like this fucking charlatan who's trying to like cheat him out of all sorts of things.
Yeah,
and won't give him information, and
whose wife has been transformed into a crow that is basically a parrot because he sold a wizard and like expired fishing license. I believe that's the joke.
Yeah, just and he's really quick and witty and like says shit like that just offhand really quickly.
Yeah, right.
Like,
there's
that,
a lot of offhand
really
jokes
funny.
For
like,
sure.
Yeah, and he ends up telling him that this dragon is on top of the spire inadvertently, and Jack goes to help him, and he like gives Jack this like weird bladder thing to put over his nose.
Yeah, to breathe through.
Yeah. And it's like Jack tries putting it on and it's just like smells fucking terrible and takes it off. And Jack ends up like hitching a ride with this moth and flying up the spire. And one thing I did really like that the bladder came in and it's just like he goes through the zone of like where the smell is really fucking bad. And Jack is just like, well, fucking gonna better put on the bladder. It's better than having to deal with this shit.
It really carries how terrible it is.
And this episode felt like big to me. Like when we got to the point where you get to the top and meet the dragon, it was only like halfway through. Maybe
even that's
less.
True. Figured that it would be over there.
More had happened, yeah. And Jack's like about to kill him when he realizes the dragon's actually nice and he just has some horrible stomach issue. And there's some really weird issues with scale here as Jack decides to jump into the dragon's mouth and go inside him to like, you know, real Jabu Jabu kind of thing from
Ocarina of Time.
Try to figure out what's wrong with him, what's causing all this gas. And the inside of him is like this massive landscape. Yeah, but you know,
I was slightly annoyed. I was like, couldn't you have just made the fucking dragon bigger on the outside? Like
the dragon looks like slightly bigger than Jack before he jumps in.
This is animated. Like it wouldn't have been that hard to make the dragon look like the size of a mountain.
Yeah. But it doesn't end up mattering because what's in the inside, the interior of the dragon is just fucking awesome. Like it's all these like unique challenges and risks and these really bizarre environs where it's like, oh, he's in this like stomach where there's gas bubbles everywhere and he's floating on top of him and he sees all these weird creatures, like these little hummingbird things, and slashes at one and they're all like popping the bubbles and like
and they all replicate.
And they just he slashes them and they replicate and he makes like hundreds of them. There's one part where he's like swinging across vines inside the stomach, but the vines turn out to be fucking leeches.
Yeah.
They're like tapeworms and it's really like gross, but it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, right.
They
and
do
he's
lots
his
of really
weight like
stuff.
Pulls their mouth off of the dragon's like innards, which is pretty gross when you realize what's happening exactly.
And at the end of the episode he finds that there's like a baby dragon in there that's blowing fire on some, I don't know, fart organ.
Yeah,
that
sure.
causes him to fart horribly. He's like, oh, a baby. And he goes and like takes him and he's running out of the place and the baby accidentally ignites the farts. And Jack presumably explodes out of the dragon's anus. What sure. we see is he like flies out of the mountain. You know, they don't
that
show
was
us.
Way more specific than I was expecting you to get it.
When he like lands in the village and the ending is so fucking funny. Like everyone in the village is just like so exuberant. Like, yeah, the stench is gone. The stench is gone. While the baby dragon's just setting them on fire. Yes, they're all like the dying horribly while cheering.
Burning down the village. But it doesn't yeah. matter because it no longer smells bad.
Yeah. And it's
which
that,
is pretty funny.
That made me like blurt laugh. It was
this
great.
Episode does have a lot of like jokes through dialogue also, which is yeah. kind of weird for this show, but
yeah,
I
right?
appreciate it because it pretty much all works. Like as you said, the Sister Smith, very like quick aside jokes, but I just wanted to highlight that specifically because it's not something the show does like ever.
Yeah,
and it did not feel out of place at all. Like it felt totally fine, totally normal.
And at one point, for an insane reference, Jack is like, oh, which direction is it to the dragon's lair? Or like, and he's like, oh, yeah. east. And he's like, what's west? And he's like, space ace. And it's like,
yeah,
what?
So,
and we took a second and it's like, oh, he's referring to like the Don Bluth arcade games, Dragon's Lair and then space ace like the other version.
Yeah, that like, was a crazy reference that I was not expecting.
Esoteric as hell for a kid's show.
Yeah, right. That would be esoteric as hell for like a show anything. For adults.
Yeah.
Like it's just a weird reference. Fun though.
Yeah, it was a great episode. So what was your honorable mention?
That would be episode 11 of season 2 or episode 24 overall. In this episode, we begin with Jack fighting a giant worm for no apparent reason. And he gets super muddy as a result. So he decides to take a bath, and what else would happen but his clothes are stolen and his katana by a white rabbit. He chases the white rabbit and then falls down a hole into this weird wonderland, if you will,
yeah,
where he is nude and is forced to steal a cat like a burglar's clothes. And basically it just goes from there. Like it's
yeah,
a
it just goes
big
insane.
Series of, you know, I assume more Alice in Wonderland references than I personally caught because I'm not that familiar with that story.
I would say like, this is one thing I liked about it too, is that it is clearly inspired by Alice in Wonderland and has a couple references here and mm-hmm. there, but it doesn't seem like it's like just obsessively
yeah, just doing
the
story.
The
yeah, yeah, right. That's
yeah,
true.
Which is nice. It's not like there's not card dudes walking around. It's just like a really weird little undercity that he ends
yeah,
up in.
Yeah, right. Where everyone's
know,
British.
Cheshire
yeah,
Dragon
and
is mentioned.
And, yeah, and he's trying to chase down this white rabbit who stole his clothes. He has to steal a series of other characters' clothing. And basically at one point he's just running around like shirtless, of course, because Jack is shirtless a lot, as we realized this season. But the reason I like this episode, frankly, is because even though I think there were probably better episodes than this one in this season, you know, there's one episode that's pretty much just Frank Miller's 300,
yeah,
with Samurai Jack in there, and the Spartans are fighting robots, which is really good. There's one where Jack climbs a mountain, which again is such a yeah. simple plot but executed so perfectly.
Yeah, it's really well done.
But you know, last time we talked about Samurai Jack, I talked specifically about how I appreciate how varied the world is and how weird the show is willing to get. And this is by far the weirdest it has gotten yeah. so far. It is such a strange episode. There's one point that I love where Jack steals a burglar's clothes, and for some reason feels the need to also steal his hat, like stereotypical burglar's mask and cigar,
yeah.
and the bag that the burglar was carrying. And then, you know, he gets chased around by the townsfolk before discovering the bag is just full of stolen cats.
Yeah, he's a cat burglar.
Yeah, right, of course. There is a kind of dated walrus taxi driver who just has the voice of Apu from The Simpsons, which
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, which is like, okay, sure, fine. it's old, but I don't know. I liked the goofiness of this premise, just that Jack has to get clothes back.
It's just like the cops in it, just like, I repeat, an almost naked man is wandering through the terminal.
Yeah, there's a point where Jack is put on stage because they think he's an actor or an actress rather, and he doesn't know any of his lines. So there's like, I guess the director or like his agent standing off stage, like whispering the lines to him. And just for a character that has about two lines, I love that character. The yeah. director or agent or whoever is hilarious. But you know, the final thing in this episode is that it turns out that the white rabbit that he's been chasing was actually a backpack of like a adorable little urchin girl.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she gives him his clothes back, and then, you know, she reveals that she's poor and can't afford food. But if they had some like swamp worm tusks, then those sell for big money. So Jack goes back and gets the teeth of the worm that he killed at the beginning of the episode to give to her. And I don't know. It's just a charming, weird episode.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
Well, that said, we should probably get to the break. When we get back, we will talk about what we thought about season two as a whole and talk about the bet, which is, well, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
That you lie smashed and defeated, so lie your hopes of going home.
Samurai Jack will return in a moment. Hey, all, it's Michael, doing what I always do, interrupting the episode to give you some information you've probably heard already. Our opening and closing music is, as always, Vapor Divin', and the music for the bumpers is Monkeys, both by Onitech. You can find more of their music on SoundCloud. Rights were secured through Jamendo. Our next full episode, where we cover the third season of Samurai Jack, will release December 5th. And next week, catch our mini-sode where we discuss Robot Carnival. As always, you can submit a topic or show suggestion for our mini-sodes via DM on facebook.com/hppod, Twitter at hppod, or email us at hyperspacebroadcastpod@gmail.com.
Once again, the saga continues.
And now, back to Samurai Jack. Hey, we are back. And hey, how's it going, Peter?
Hey.
That was quite a break we had there.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to talk about season two? Do you think that's a good idea?
No.
All right. Well, we'll move right on to the bet then.
No, wait. I was kidding.
What did you think about season two?
Season two, I would say, overall had like greater highs and lows compared to season one.
Mm-hmm.
There were, and really in this block is where the show totally clicked for me. Like, I really liked the show last block, and this block was when it went from like, oh, I appreciate this show and respect it for like being really well produced for a kid's show, and like, you know, it's got some really nice looking art. And then this one, it clicked, and I was just like, this is like really fucking cool. Like, just like, I really enjoy watching this. And I think the best moments of that were kind of the atmosphere of episode 18, the assassin bot episode, My Zenith.
Right.
Especially in the beginning when you're seeing all the devastation and all the weird robotic like noises and crazy shit
yeah,
happening.
Right. That's pretty cool.
And just the thrill of like the chase in the Lion Men episode. Especially when they get like to the roof and they're on the rooftops and it's like there's fucking nowhere left to go.
Yeah, and he's like climbing progressively up like higher and higher points.
They handle it so well too, because like eventually Jack is just like on the highest point on the rooftop, and so are the Lion Men, and like they're basically, they've got him completely trapped, and one of them launches an arrow at him. And Jack, like, meditates and manages to catch the arrow in the air. And they're all like, oh, shit. And then the arrow just turns into a snake, and the snake bites him. And
oh,
that's how
yeah,
he gets
right.
knocked out.
That's like, how it ends, isn't it?
It's like yeah. a twist. Yeah, it's really cool. So, overall, I think I'm thrilled to see what's up next.
Yeah, I'd mostly agree. I think that season two is certainly more of a mixed bag than season one. As I probably made clear, I really hated the Scotsman episode that was your nadir. I just found it quite dated, frankly. And, you know, it's just not very funny, frankly. It's a comedy episode that's not funny.
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
And generally, like, the first couple of episodes of the season I found to be kind of forgettable. Even though, you know, there's some interesting ones. There's one that's, like, three mini-stories, like an anthology episode and stuff. But for the most part, like, the early episodes, this didn't grab me. And I was kind of, like, steeling myself for a possible dip in quality overall.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, I mean, again, once we got to the Assassin Robot episode, pretty much from there, it was
pretty much high quite solid. From there.
Like,
I would say, like the Scotsman episode's bad. I don't think many other episodes are straight up bad.
I'd agree with that.
They're like, there's decent episodes. There's episodes with some issues. There's an episode with DeMongo, or the Soul Collector.
And I like the DeMongo episode, honestly.
I liked it, too, but, like, there was some... Like, the fights seemed, like, comparably a little lazy, especially watching some of the best fight animation in the show.
Well, and also, that's the episode where DeMongo is this dude who has the souls of, like, 1,000 warriors that he can basically deploy to fight against Samurai Jack. And, he deploys these like four dudes at once, and we're both like, oh, these are cool designs. And then Jack beats them all, and then he just deploys them again. It's like,
yeah, like, oh, come on.
Did you forget thousands
cool
of warriors?
Yeah.
Like
I will mention, just so it's out there, that DeMongo looks like if Aku had sex with Hades from the Disney Hercules movies.
Yeah, and a lava lamp.
And their baby was a lava lamp. It's basically exactly that.
Yeah, I liked DeMongo's design a lot, honestly. And also, that episode, for me, is redeemed by a point where Jack, like, goes inside DeMongo to, like, the place where all the souls are kept and frees all the captive warrior's souls. Like, that's a really cool scene.
That's an episode, again, that's, like, it's not Zenith quality, I think. It's not with, like, the three or four other episodes that are like really top quality, but it's a decent episode. It's not Scotsman bad. This episode also started with the Jump Big episode, which I remembered as a kid as of course in classic Peter fashion thinking it might be the last episode of the series because it ends in a slightly open-ended note, because like Jack learns from this tribe how to jump really high. And at the very end, he surprises Aku by jumping really high and slashing at him. And then the episode just ends, like, right there.
Right.
And I was like, I must have killed Aku. It's like, I guess it's over. You fucking dumb kid.
Yeah, then it cuts to the Beast Wars guys in heaven. And
exactly.
That episode's notable for me simply because it produced one of the best gifts from Samurai Jack, which is Aku holding a portal and Jack trying to jump up to it and Aku just like raising it.
Yeah.
Like right.
Like a bully.
Exactly.
It's like someone playing with a cat.
Yeah, right. So, you know, like for the most part, yes, I would agree. Even the episodes that I didn't think were that remarkable definitely have moments that are fun.
Yeah.
I would, again, say even the Scotsman episode, which I, again, hated, had a moment where a bunch of robot demons were all, like, in unison pounding their fists on a giant table because they were hungry.
Yeah,
and that was kind of funny. But, like, for the most part, yes, I would agree that this is less even than the first season, but generally speaking, it's not terrible. Like, I don't think the dip in quality is super noticeable for the ones that aren't as good.
For me, the peaks of this season make it a better season than the first, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can see that.
Sure.
One last note, because I feel the need to out-reference Samurai Jack.
Oh, God.
Which is to say that the Space Ace reference blew my mind, but it would have been even crazier if it had been a Thayer's Quest reference.
Good for you, Doug.
Yep.
You did it. You out-referenced a thing.
Yes, I did. Because I'm referencing fucking Rick Dyer, the guy who actually made Dragon's Lair, not the guy who animated it. And who everyone remembers.
Yeah, what a hero. He made the arrows that you press to get the right scene.
No, like
to
he came up with the basic idea of it and
all right.
Like designed the code the for the game.
Gameplay of Dragon Slayer.
Okay, sure.
Let's go into the bet.
Yeah. So we
here's the thing
up.
About the bet. Yeah. We didn't do it. We forgot entirely.
I did not forget entirely, but I did forget midway through the first episode and then remembered on, like, I think the 11th of the 13 episodes that were in this season.
Yeah, we were supposed to just count split screen segments per episode. And I didn't remember until, like, after the ninth episode into the block or so.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
Oh, we have to rewatch everything for this.
Right.
And it's like,
we're already...
We'll call it a draw.
Yeah, I'm not super happy about that, but also...
Yeah, I do apologize about that.
I will say that part of the reason, I think, is because, for me anyway, the show is pretty engrossing in a way that some of the other stuff that we've watched isn't.
Yeah, definitely.
And so
we could have done like a full like show of bets for Pokemon. Like,
yeah, right.
Just like 10 drinking games at once would be suitable.
Yeah, of course. And it would have made it more enjoyable to like actually be able to separate out things. Like, all right, man, they've said Butterfree 15 times this episode. Like that would have made the show better. But Samurai Jack, especially with the split screen stuff, because it always happens during action sequences.
Yeah, right.
And usually the action sequences of this show, I'm not like, oh, I need to write down how many split screens have happened so far.
Yeah. It's like I wanna
so
watch
yeah.
it.
we screwed that up. So we're calling it a draw. But this week I think we actually have a pretty good bet.
Yeah,
you have a couple of suggestions, but as I said earlier, we noticed that Jack is frequently shirtless in this show, and I honestly think that probably just betting on how many episodes Jack is shirtless might be
yeah,
fun.
That works for me
because it happens pretty frequently. So the you go first. I always go first.
Four. No way. No fucking way. Four. Two. Two, and I'm locked in.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just say three. I don't know. I have no idea. So I'm going to say three. And I imagine that we'll actually be able to notice this one because,
you can't not notice a shirtless Jack.
Exactly. And also, frankly, because it happens for more than one split second of screen time.
Yeah, exactly. That's may have been a flaw the previous plan.
Hey, man, we counted mobile suits exploding in Gundam, that's and those true. Fuckers explode in frames. So
that's true. That's true.
Check back in next week. We will be watching the film Robot Carnival because. A, it's on Amazon, and I watched part of it and thought
an
it was
animation compilation.
Yeah, right, and it's pretty good.
Of anime, and who all did things about robots.
And importantly,
put it together.
It's about robots, so you know, Samurai Jack.
Yeah,
robots. It works, guys. Come on.
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's
much like the Castle of Cagliostro. It has one thing in common with this show.
Yeah.
Although I suspect the robots in Robot Carnival will be a little bit more prevalent than Goemon was in the Castle of Cagliostro.
Yeah, probably.
So we'll be doing that next week. And then, of course, the week after that, Samurai Jack Season 3. Until then, I'm Michael Doak.
And I'm Peter Eby.
And be sure to check up next week. And be sure to revisit us
check
next
up.
Week. That's what the thing is.
Sure to go to the doctor next week.
Be sure to eat an apple a day. Thanks for listening. Follow us over at facebook.com/HBpod and Twitter @HBpod, where we post all of our episodes, as well as additional content related to what we've been watching. These days, primarily clips. This is also a great way to get in contact with us, of course. Subscribing on iTunes is also a surefire way to stay up to date, and while you're there, consider leaving us a review, preferably a positive one. Thanks again for listening, and see you next week.